I want to say that I am very happy. I want to start this tonight. That this elderly man who's 80 some odd years old, about 84 years old, he isn't able to work no more. He served his time. And if he has the enthusiasm to scatter the message of Jesus Christ, I want to help him do it. God bless my brother. All right. Go ahead, brother. Come on.
Amen.
God bless each one.
What are you going to start it with?
I'm going to start
some
with
money.
Some money.
All right. Good.
I'll help you start.
All right. So that's fine.
Amen. God bless you. Go right ahead, gentlemen.
You want
to? I want him to say a word. Come here, brother. Congressman, this is the former congressman of the United States. One time, one of the greatest men in our nation. God, he was crippled for many, many years. 66 years was healed here in this meeting. And I feel a great honor tonight to stand before a man or with a man like this, that these crutches supported him for all those years of his youth while he was being prayed for time after time to be healed. And at the age of about 84,
just 84, 84 years young, speak 3 and 4 times a day, preach the gospel of the Christ who saved me, stood by me on bed 7 years and made me happy, and then took me off of the crutches that I had used for 59 years. And now, glory to God, I will.
Praise the Lord. And you know what this offering is for? He's not able to send this testimony around the country. He can't do it. He's aged and he has no income. This year offering is to help him send this to all the big men, rulers and so forth of the nation. God bless our gallant brother. I want to give him this welcome here to anywhere in the nation that I have meetings or in the world. I'd be very happy to see Congressman Upshaw come and stand by me at the platform while we serve.
Remember, I'm sending this folder to every congressman and senator, the president and his wife, now sending it this week to the King of England for whom he prayed, Winston Churchill, and I'm going to send one to Joseph Stalin. God have mercy on you.
Thank you.